Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We appreciate you tuning in today. And we've got the Edwards family up. They're going to be singing Do You Know How It Feels? I hope that's a blessing to you as you listen. After the song, we're going to go right into the message we began yesterday, speaking about that battle and the conflict with Amalek. Hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen today.
Missing to hear a still small voice, you just keep dismissing. Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside, to think just for you on a cross someone died?
Do you know how it feels when he knocks to surrender, have your sins washed away, never to be remembered? And oh, that it's real.
Paul said it this way. He said, I die daily. I mean, man, you can say it this way. We're fighting a battle that you cannot see. Now, listen, can I say to you, I think that it's right for us to love ourselves, but not love ourselves. That doesn't make any sense at all, does it? I think that we should love ourselves, take care of our bodies, take care of, I think we should clothe it right. I think we should keep our body clean and all those things. But you get to a point where you become vain and you can't love yourself no more. Do you understand what I'm saying? This contrast between, this is what your problem is, man. This is what your problem's been. There's a battle going on with your flesh. And the flesh is all the time saying, hey, you don't need to do that. You don't need to go there. You don't worry about what everybody else is. The flesh is always selfish. And so, friend, what we're going to see, look, the question is about this battle. When we get to Exodus chapter 17, as the children of Israel are wandering in the wilderness, It seems that they are minding their own business. They're eating and drinking. God has provided for them. But then they come to an enemy. Notice the word then. How many times are you minding your own business? Had a great church service, been in the altar, things are going great, and well, I'm telling you right now, Jesus, I've seen some of you guys on Facebook and thought, man, I wish I could live as holy as they are. You say all the right things and act all the right ways and take all the right pictures, but may I say this, what happens after the picture? Amen. What happens after the photo? What happens 10 minutes later? You're back there slapping them kids, and you say, oh, thank God for my youngins, and you're back there slapping them kids like, man, they needed to be slapped. Amen. Y'all know what I'm saying? It's just people are people. They put on these facades. They put on these faces. And so, I mean, they it's like a movie star. You got to understand that these people are actors. And so we have kind of adapted that fleshly side of us. We think that we're bigger and badder spiritually than what we really are. I'm going to tell you something. You better be careful battling with the flesh because you'll lose the battle. Don't you play with the flesh, friend. You play with the flesh and you're going to get in trouble. And so many of us have saw people, we know people, look here, we know people who've gotten in trouble and it's because they thought they had it under control. When the whole time they didn't have it under control, they made everybody else think that they had it under control. And before you know it, they went down that tube of despair. And I tell you, you don't have to go that way this morning. There's a battle to be won and you can win this battle. So what I'm trying to tell you is there's got to be a reason. Now listen, there's a reason why that the children of Israel has went through these things. He's showing us something. Now he just smote the rock. Look, he just smote the rock. I mean, waters are gushing forth. Praise God. I'm telling you, everything's going good. But there's a reason why that the Amalekites came to where they're at. I want to show you that reason here. The reason for the battle is found in verse number 1. Look at verse number 1. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. Now the word of God does not say what the reason for the battle is, but if you closely analyze all that has happened in the past text and you get to where we're at now, you start to get the idea what the Amalekites are fighting with Israel about. Now I want you to think about this. If you go back and think about enemies in the past that have fought, you've got to go all the way back to Genesis chapter number 21 and verse 25. You'll see what they're fighting for. Let me read that for you. Genesis chapter 21, verse number 25. Y'all, and Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water, which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. Whoa. A well of water, which Abimelech, a well of water, which Abimelech, did you get that? Let me go back because I don't want to quote it wrong. Which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. Hey, that's a war. I mean, they're fighting a battle. They're fighting a war. I mean, look here. Hey, that's really over water. This battle that's being fought is because of the water that was smoked. Is that not like it is with us? You didn't have no battle before you got saved. You was just lost. Hey, man, preacher. The battle began when you got saved, amen, and the Spirit of God took up residence in your life, and now you're going, oh, what's going on? I don't want to do this, but yet I feel like I should. And well, all these things are happening on the inside of you, and you're fighting that battle, and the devil's saying, oh, just give in to the flesh, just follow, everybody else is doing it. And so you're going, no, I don't think Jesus would be approved of that, and you're fighting a battle. And it's because God's done something great in your life and provided some water. You say, what is that water? That water, remember, if you go back in that passage before, that water was Jesus. He had smoked at Calvary, amen. Christ died for you, and then he provided a way to everlasting life. And if you ever become a partaker of that water, guess what? You'll never be the same, but you'll always fight battles. Amen, preacher. Look here, Genesis chapter 26, verse number 19. And Isaac's servants digged in the valley and found there was a well of water springing water. And the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, say, that water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek because they strove with him. So the possession of the water and wells were great conflicts in ancient times. So in the wilderness, a place that's dry as a bone, they've been looking for water this whole time, right? Now they finally get to this rock, and this rock's important water. And guess what? The enemy, I want that. They're always wanting what you have, but they never want to become a partaker in what you in Christ's sufferings. They don't want to go through the fact that, man, that rock was smoked. They don't want to go to Calvary. They don't want to look at Jesus, the provider of the water. No, they just want to get what you've got without going through the source. And so there's no doubt there's a battle that's being fought internally in your life. It's not long until Israel's enemy saw this water and they said, hey, we're going to take that. We're going to get that. Man, we're going to be a partaker of that. We're going to have that. But we got to get rid of the Israelites in order to get it. We want it not. We don't want to share it. We want to totally have it, and it'd be ours. So here comes Amalek. Now, Amalek was this. Boy, I could go in all day long on this. Amalek is the grandson of Esau. Y'all know who Esau is? Esau was hairy, and he was the son of Jacob. Y'all with me? Amen. Esau and Jacob as two twins, they was wrestling each other in the womb, amen, right, amen. Jacob stole a birthright and blessed and went down there to, man, Padan-Aram, and all. I can go all day long on that. But Jacob was the one that God put the blessing and the birthright on, and Jacob was the one who was the father of the children of Israel. Esau was that other brother. Now listen, that's where these Amalekites came from. The Amalekites were Israel's constant enemy. I thought you started preaching there's a battle being fought here. Yeah, there is a battle being fought here. They are a picture of the battle that we fight as a believer. The Amalekites were the first nation that warred against Israel. Can I tell you the first enemy that you're going to fight is yourself once you get saved? Once you get born again? I'm not trying to discourage you from getting saved. I'm going to tell you something. I'd rather be saved than anything I know. Amen. I don't have any sad stories to tell. I'm just trying to be real and let you know that there's a lot of times that people don't focus on the fact that we are fighting an enemy, and that enemy is the flesh. It's me, man. It's me. I got to keep myself under subjection to tell the truth. I got to keep myself under subjection to stay in the Word of God. Amen. It's a battle, friend. It's a battle. Now, the true nature of Amalek was spoken by Moses. Now, he's speaking this later on, but he's telling us what type of individuals that we're dealing with, what type of nation that we're dealing with. He said in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 17, remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way, when ye come forth out of Egypt, how that he met thee by the way and smote the hindermost of thee, even all that were feeble behind. All that were feeble behind thee, in other words, he's a backstabber. Hello. You got somebody slipping in on the backside. That's a backstabber. You can't ever trust a backstabber. You know why? They'll get you when you ain't looking. Now listen, he goes on, he says this. He said, and thou wast faint and weary. When thou wast faint and weary, how many times? Hey, look. When does Satan attack you? When you're in the house of God, praise God, you just raise your hands in the choir, man, shouting on when the preacher's preaching. Is that when the Satan attacks you? No. Is that when you're having a battle with the... No, it's when you're by yourself and tired and alone. It's those times where, man, you're trying to figure out what to do, and you're like, man, I'm just ready to end it all. And y'all ever been there? I just wish I could just get out of this mess. And that's where you start going. Satan says, the best thing you can do is just... take a little swig of this. Take a little shot of that. And the next thing you know, your battle is being lost because, man, you're going towards the flesh. We are flesh. We sin because we're sinners. I'm saved, and the reason why that I don't sin is because of the love of Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.